And I guess my first question for every candidate, you know, I had equity at the top of the list, but I always first, you know, ask a candidate, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, and also why you are running for school board?
So I'm running because I have children in the school district, and they are, my children have dyslexia, and my son, so this was out of nowhere. So I never thought I would ever run for the school board. But my children, they are in the EIP program. No, I'm sorry. They're in the IEP program for the individual education. My children, they only get about 20 minutes of IEP a day. And then in middle school, my son does not get it. He's just in the classroom with other kids just as pretty much almost the same situation that he's in. So instead of having someone like a smart kid working with them that could help them, that fit inside the box, they pretty much, they're there, you know. So it's, and then when I ask about high school, it's even worse than middle school, elementary. So there's not options for them. And I want to, you know, I want to bring this out, you know, to the public where there could be more opportunities, more options for the children instead of having everyone to think inside the box. We could have opportunities for those children that think out of the box.
And just more support services for kids with dyslexia or maybe other learning disabilities or issues.
Disabilities, correct. Or, you know, they just do things different. You know, there's some kids that like to learn with their hands. And we have those kids, they, you know, they just learn different ways.
And then the only other sort of about question is, you'd mentioned you're really active and volunteering in the community. Could you maybe mention a few of the programs that you said you'd been really involved in?
So I have done Ronald McDonald's House. I was going there with my family to cook dinner for the families that stay there. And it's an opportunity, you know, I really enjoy, you know, seeing families and, you know, give them like a break, you know, because they have to go to see their kids at the hospital, then come home, then come to Ronald McDonald's House. It's not their home, but they're staying there and they have to cook. And so I really enjoy cooking because I could see the people waiting for me and my family to finish the cook, and just how grateful they are. And then during COVID, I was able to donate food and donate free things. And then I really love Ronald McDonald's House. Hopefully they could open up soon before we could go back cooking. I have not stopped doing Make-A-Wish. I'm a mentor currently at Make-A-Wish. I have a companion where we speak to families and grant their kids a wish. So, and we do the paper. We have to, you know, send out paperwork, speak to the family what. And the child, especially with the child, what they want, we need to make sure that the wish is what the children want, not what the parents want. So we need to separate those things.
Mm-hmm. And then I might get started on some of the questions I have. So the first one I'm trying to talk to everyone about is, you know, this current Spokane Public School Board, they have approved an equity resolution, and that resolution promises to look at all issues with an equity lens. And there's a couple more specific promises in there, like making sure that staff have culturally competent training. Do you agree with the, you know, the idea of that resolution? And you feel like maybe the school board is on its way to living up to that in its district? Or are there some gaps and some areas that have not been met the spirit of that?
Well, I believe there's some gaps. For example, during COVID, did Comcast offer the internet for $9.99 a month, which is an excellent price, right? Unfortunately, not every children, parents is able to afford $9.99 a month. So, and then if those kids that they don't have internet access at home, they go into the school, the Wi-Fi at school is very poor. And for example, we had issues with our internet, and we had to go to the school parking or playground, and we had to use their Wi-Fi. But it was a struggle. So I just feel like those kids are staying. We need to find a solution for those children What can we do to better the Wi-Fi at schools for those kids that are not able to have internet home access at home? So, if are we thinking again out of the box and the needs those kids that actually are more, they don't can afford a lot of things as the ones that we are able to have everything for our children.
And so that does kind of get into, or I guess in theory, the idea of looking for places to add more equity in an equity lens, that concept, do you agree with it and just, believe there's more work to be done on making that a reality?
Yes, I believe there's more work to be done.
And so gaps in technology was one of my questions, because I think that is part of why there are a lot of people, running for school board, or at least frustrated and paying attention, is, there were those internet gaps. And even if the school got laptops to everybody, not everybody can use them. And going back, now that everyone's back in person mostly, and, in the fall, everyone will be back in person full time, but they'll still have, there'll still be those gaps in internet access. There'll still be gaps in support that kids get in at home, and some lost learning probably. Is there? Are you hoping the school board, or if you're a part of the school board, would you maybe be interested in looking for ways to make sure everybody can do their homework at home with internet access?
Yes, I'm looking into all that you mentioned, all the gaps that we're missing out on children, the trauma. Like I said, I'm from Chicago, so I'm familiar with the situation. I'm glad Spokane is not as backwards as Chicago is, but I think for it could be way better than other places. I think we need to start with those small gaps, and like the trauma with the kids, you're out of school, not socializing. I believe they're really affected in all that situation. Even my children are. My kids say like, "What? We're back on vacation?" That's the way they feel, and it's like, you'll be back in school 2 months, and I think it's really important for children to socialize, so and be able to do their homework at home. Or even at the park, we could offer Wi-Fi at the park if there's small parks near homes, just come up with things,
To make sure that like you are able to, you have everything you need to be at the same level as everyone else.
Yes.
And so I guess another question I had is, I don't know, I feel like it was a pretty big thing in the community and a lot of people were following it, but there was a, the downtown stadium that was approved to be downtown instead of Joe Albee. And that got a lot of people riled up. And I think, one of the things that was really an issue to some people is corporate partnerships and allowing, some people called it like, the school district using school funds to, subsidize bound downtown businesses, or, downtown businesses were saying, this benefits everyone. And so I guess, where were you at when you were looking at that downtown stadium? Did you think it was a good idea? And are you open to the school district looking for more partnerships like that to make sure that, to bring in maybe some more different types of revenue to support students?
Well, I just feel like we don't have enough school for our children to go to. I'm just hoping that building schools, hopefully will be next. But we have a lot of people moving in from other states, and it's great to have a stadium. It's amazing, but I feel like downtown does not have enough parking space. So, I'm like in the middle. I know it's been voted for a long time ago. But also I'm just aware that how full the capacity of the class will be having all these kids moving in town, in the city, and we're not even building enough schools.
You'd mentioned, making sure that, kids like yours that have like dyslexia have enough services to really succeed. Is there any issues that you're really, really passionate about and, are really a part of why you wanted to run for school board that I'm not asking about or that you want to bring up?
I just wish every school will allow parents to be will make parents mandatory to volunteer. I was speaking to the Sacca Giulia principal, and the topic was regarding the racial thing they had going on the news regarding the school. And I was telling her that it was really important to have parents involved and volunteer in school with the teachers, because I came from a city of multicultural, and I have noticed that every time parents are not involved in the kids' school or with the teachers, they're not volunteering, they don't have nothing to do with it. There's always racial things, supposedly. And I feel like we're in the 20th century, like we're past all that stuff. And if parents were volunteering, they would knew the work that the teacher has to put into what they do at school with the kids. It's not only they're babysitting our children, they're educating our children half of the day when, parents have to work or they have things to do, errands. And I believe if parents were more involved in school, we wouldn't have that issue. Well, if this kid complained, well, my teacher is racist, the mother will know the son or the daughter is trying to get away doing homework or getting away with, situation. And I think it's really important to have parents really involved in school, where they could be there and they could say, okay, it's my kid, it's my child problem, not the teacher problem. And it's one teacher for what, 20 to 30 kids in a classroom. It's hard to control. Even as a parent, we don't can't even control two or three kids at a time. How do we expect a teacher control almost 30 kids in a classroom? So, but it's I, it's I just wish parents will be able to volunteer more. It's not about, hey, kids, go to school and let the teacher handle it. I think we have to be part of it.
And which I do, understand that. I know that there's a lot of, Spokane public school parents that are single parents or maybe both parents work, and, being able to get time off of work, without having family paid leave or anything like that is really difficult for a lot of parents, especially if they work, a low wage job. I guess, would you be supportive of like maybe we need more aides or maybe we need more teachers? Because there are those parents that just during school day is work time that they just aren't able to leave.
Well, I think if they will do it at least once a year, and they could, sign up, like we could have a sign up, and the parent could sign up like a month ahead and say, okay, this is my day off, or I will take this off and I will make this time for my child. Even a, once a year, I think that would be excellent. Just having the parent there and the child will know, oh, well, my mom or my dad is involved. I think there's, we could be more flexible with those parents that they both parents are working or one single parent is working. We could make programs where we could help them gather. For example, I know Women's and Children Free Restaurant. For if I was in the school board, if I get chosen and I know this single parent is coming to volunteer, I myself will go to the Women and Free Children Free Restaurant, pick up a box of food, and give it to her just for making that time for her child, which I believe it's very important that a parent have that quality time with the child and they know mom is involved. Also, I need to point out the IEP program. I wish we had more teachers in IEP program, and the substitute have a higher education, not a high school diploma, just to be a substitute for the IEP program. So the individual education program, it's for children, like when my kid with dyslexia or my daughter, where the he's a special ed teacher and he comes and help them do their work and everything. And I see that at Wilson, our IEP teacher, he's the only one there, and he's like 20 minutes, and he has to do from kindergarten to sixth grade. So I wish we had more IEP teachers and not have a load on only in one of them for the whole school. And it also needs to demand the substitute that are going to be in the IEP program to have a higher education, higher than a high school. Because I know that some of those kids are very, they could be slower than others, and I believe they have to be more prepared on what they're getting into.
Well, Karina, that's most of the time that I have, but thank you for making some time to talk to me this morning and sharing more about you.
Thank you.